This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
Dun, dun, don't dun. Say the name of the show.
Learning University.
The Santa it's the Maria. Nina,
the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
How much wood could the Vice President chuck if the Vice President could chuck wood? That's the question for the day.
Okay. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday right here on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Walker Wildman. Good morning, Walker.
Good morning. Good to be on Trivia.
Filling in for the effervescent Ed Vitagliano. Ed's he's got a vaudeville show, I think, tonight, and unable to make the program today. He's moving up, and you know he's got an agent and everything.
Yeah.
So this show right here is kind of sort of his launching pad.
Okay.
For a career in entertainment.
So we can take credit for part of Ed's success?
Well, we'll wait and see how it goes, whether we want to take credit for it or not. J.J. Jasper, the pride of Owensburg, Kentucky.
Great to be here.
Sits across the way. You doing okay today,
Jim? I'm doing well. Can I make mention that tonight the movie Unplanned debuts, going to be in 1,000 theaters across the nation. Abby Johnson, former Planned Parenthood director, a rising star. Now she's a pro-life champion. Exposing the truth about Planned Parenthood, the world's largest abortion provider, an inspiring movie. I think the Lord's really going to use this movie. Take some friends and go see that tonight.
Amen. That's very powerful.
Unplanned.
It is. They came and showed it to us, the movie here to our staff, and it was
riveting.
Riveting. Yeah.
Now it's intense, and you don't want to take small children to see it.
No. But so that's tonight. Is that nationwide?
Nationwide. Mm-hmm. It launches tonight, 1,000 theaters, and it's worth driving to the next town over.
Yeah.
It's not in
Unplanned.
Your town. Right. Because here's the thing with movies. Mm-hmm. All the pundits, all the investors, all the movie people, they watch opening night, and they say, you know what? We're just going to leave it in the theaters for 2 weeks. Mm. If there's a big opening night, they're going, you know what? Let's put it in there for 2 months.
Yeah.
Because so many people came on opening night. And so tonight, go see the movie Unplanned.
Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Here's how we do this. We're going to ask 3 questions each. So Walker, JJ, yours truly, we'll ask 3 trivia questions, and then we'll open up the phone lines for you to call in and ask and or answer. We prefer that you do both. You call in, you answer one of ours, and you ask us a trivia question. That's how we do this here game. The other thing is, if you answer a particular question right, you will hear this sound. Yes, the beloved cowbell will ring, and all the world will know you won yourself a Trivia Friday / Learning University t-shirt. And Walker, are we holding them up right now?
We are holding them up, and there's one way or two ways to watch and see the shirts that we're holding up, and that is on YouTube and Facebook. Uh-huh. Go to YouTube and Facebook, type in Today's Issues. You'll find our page there on YouTube and Facebook, and you can watch the show and see these Trivia Friday t-shirts that you'll win should you get the mystery question.
And if you wonder about the significance of the shirt, I really wasn't supposed to say this. Whenever the Mueller report comes out, the t-shirts are mentioned in the 400-page Mueller report.
page 374. I heard about that.
Yes. So that just shows
But in
you,
a good way.
In a good way.
The shirt is going to be exonerated.
Yeah. That shows you how significant these Learning University t-shirts are.
Hey, if you want one of these, just you don't want to wait to win the mystery question t-shirt. You just want to buy them straight up for the spring and summer for you. They're great t-shirts. They'll last you a long, long time. So go to our website, afastore.net, afastore.net, and buy you one for $15.
Yeah.
$15.
They were made from cotton grown in the ground. So you just think about that. Let that soak in.
Yeah.
Well, they were grown in the field. I mean, and these shirts were made in the field as the cotton came out of the ground.
They got tiny little looms.
We wanted to make it as organic as possible.
That's right.
So we had people, seamstresses, waiting right when the cotton popped out, you know.
Yeah.
Then we took it immediately and made the shirts. So there's no middleman.
So for $15, you get that. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, well, that's
handmade in the field.
And made in the field. All right, it seems like there's something I'm missing here.
Yeah, getting struck by lightning.
If you've called in in the last.
Oh, yeah. If you've called in and been on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, please do not call. We have a four-week waiting period between calls, and we ask that you honor that because we want to get as many new people on the program as possible. Folks, listen to Trivia Friday all over America.
And if you call in more than once in 4 weeks, that's a quick way to be mentioned in the Mueller report.
Yes, it is, yeah, Walker.
That's
right. We need to take this seriously.
Absolutely. And we'll, you know, we don't have any choice but to turn your name over.
Right.
Should you do that. Because you violated our standards and our rules here.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, it's up to you.
Sure.
It's really up to the callers.
Yeah, individual responsibility.
All right, here's the phone number, 888. Pause, 589-8840. 888-589-8840 is our phone number to get on the air with us. 888-589-8840. All right, Walker, what do you got?
Yes, first question here. What is the only country in the world that displays the Bible on its national flag?
Wow.
Only country that displays the Bible on its national flag. Second question. Shown before a baseball game in 1941, the world's first television commercial advertised what product? And third question here. Which South American country is the world's largest producer of coffee?
Good questions. Here's what I've got. First question, which building completed in 1931 in New York City was at the time considered the world's tallest building? This building completed in 1931 in New York City was the world's tallest building. Name the building. Second question, what was Pinocchio's father's name? What was Pinocchio's father's name? Third question, true or false? You are more likely to be killed by a champagne cork than a poisonous spider. Is that true or false? You are
more
likely to be killed by a champagne cork than a poisonous spider. True or false?
All right, here are my questions. What is the only mammal, and there are many, we agree on that?
Right.
I think that we agree on that.
What is the only mammal born with horns?
Hmm.
Yeah, that's why I did that question, so I get reactions like you just gave me. What is the only mammal born with horns? Number two, cynophobia is the fear of what? Y'all know?
Billboards. No doubt about it. Driving down the highway, you start getting chills, and you start to sweat profusely, and the person says,
you can't look over anymore.
Look at all these billboards. I've got cynophobia.
You got to pull over.
Well, I'll just scratch that one off for you. Right there. It's not the fear of billboards. I'll give you that.
Glad we narrowed that down.
I'll narrow that one down. But good guess, JJ. Cynophobia is the fear of what?
Hey, can you spell that just to help folks
listening? I will. C-Y, thus the psi, right? N-O, phobia. So that's why.
So cynophobia or cynophobia?
I've never used this word in a sentence before, but that's the way I pronounce it, looking at it, right?
Right, or cynophobia, I'm not sure.
Maybe cynophobia, maybe. What is the, and then finally, third question here. In what galaxy do we live?
Are you talking about Democrats or Republicans, or does it matter?
Yeah, that's good, JJ. That's very good.
Well, JJ's the on old, roll.
What planet are you from? Uh-huh. What planet do you live on? Seriously, there's a name of our galaxy. Now, you got our planets together with the sun. It's called the solar system, true?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in a galaxy.
But the solar system is part of the galaxy.
Yeah.
That we live in. And there are many galaxies. This particular one is called what? I want to know the name of that. Remember that from your science classes there in high school. You're listening to Trivia Friday. Let's get started, Walker. Did we get the phone number? We're ready to go.
We did.
Right?
We're ready to go. We got some calls lined up. We're going to go down to Louisiana and talk to Sam. Welcome to Trivia Friday, Sam.
Hey,
Sam, how you doing?
Fine.
Go ahead, brother. You want to ask, answer, or play it again?
I'll do both.
Huh? You do? Okay, well, which one do you want to answer?
Let's see. I guess we go to the true or false question.
Okay.
What about the champagne cork?
Yes, sir. Here we go, Sam. You are more likely to be killed by a champagne cork than a poisonous spider. Is that true or false?
I'm going to go with true.
Sam, it is 100% true.
No way.
100% true. Now, a champagne cork's not going to leave a big gaping hole in your flesh like some of those black widows or
brown recluses.
But more people have
More people are killed by champagne cork than poisonous spiders. And I don't have the breakdown of the numbers. This just came from a true or false thing, and I was as shocked as you guys are. Sam, did you kind of know that, or did you just take a shot in the dark?
Yeah, I took a shot in the dark on that one.
Well, you did good. You're a good guesser. So way to start us off.
You don't necessarily have a source for that other than your...
Well, usually I have, I'll get these true or false. I'll just turn it into a true or false, and I'll have a source.
Sure, yeah.
The backstory on this, I don't. But that seems incredulous that more people are killed by a champagne cork than poisonous spider.
Talk about some guilt there. You're just trying to open a bottle of champagne, and next thing you know, you've killed somebody.
I think, you know, right, Walker, that's good. And I think we need some laws passed dealing with banning corkscrews.
Yeah, corkscrew control.
Corkscrew control. We need more of it.
Yeah.
And
you need to have to register.
You need to register, you need to ban. I would ban most corkscrews.
Yeah, background checks.
Well, and if the pest control people hear about this, that's really going to throw off some of their scare tactics. You know, if they go, you better let us come over to your house once a month because of these spiders. And they'll go, look, you need to be over there at the wedding ceremony.
That's right.
They're at more risk over there than we are from these spiders.
All right, what's the question from Sam? Go ahead, fire away, brother.
Okay, let's work on one. What building's on the back of the $20 bill?
Good question.
What's the what now?
What building is on the back of the $20 bill?
Okay, isn't that Andrew Jackson?
And what building?
Building.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, isn't that the same bill? Isn't he?
Yeah, I wish I had a $20 bill on me.
Well.
But I got a $20 bill on him?
Is that cheating?
I'm thinking.
Probably.
I'm thinking that's.
I'm going to say.
We're talking amongst ourselves here. We do have a $20 bill, so.
It's what I thought it was. It's the White House.
It's the White House? Yeah. White House, Sam.
We're going to go with the White House, Sam.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right.
Thanks to JJ.
Yes, JJ had a $20 bill available so we could win this.
Payday, Sam. It's not going to last
Sam,
long.
Do you know just a couple of the other bills? What buildings are on the back of those?
$10 bill. The $10 bill has a treasury on it. And $1 bill doesn't have any, and that's all I know. Oh, $5 bill is Lincoln Memorial.
Okay.
Yeah, because it has Lincoln, right?
Lincoln on the other side.
Yeah. Lincoln, President Lincoln on one side, the Lincoln Memorial on the other. What did you say the $1 bill has George Washington, and what's on the back?
The Great Seal.
And it's got a building. If you take a magnifying glass, there's a real tiny picture of him cutting down a cherry tree with a little hatchet.
You have to look.
And the little caption says, I cannot tell a lie. I did it.
But you have to get a magnifying glass?
You have to get a magnifying glass.
Okay.
Encourage people to do that in their spare time.
All right. Thank you, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. If you'd like to send us an email, here's your address, comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net. Back to the phones, Walker.
All right. Virginia we go. We're going to talk to Sarah in Virginia. Sarah, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Hey, Sarah, how you doing today? Where are you calling from in Virginia?
Just south of Richmond.
Okay, wonderful.
Pretty country.
You want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Now, are your phone lines being tapped? Sarah, because you are in Virginia, that's close to the CIA. And.
Hey, Sarah, are you on landline or cell phone?
Problem?
Yeah, we're getting a little feedback.
A little bit of crackling.
Static cling. Can you, go ahead. We'll try it. We'll go ahead. Which one do you want to answer?
The Pinocchio question.
Oh, here's the question, Sarah. What was Pinocchio's father's name?
That grease will burn, by the way. What'd she say?
Hey!
She knew it?
She knew it. She
Good
knew
job,
it.
Sarah.
That was a mystery question. Answered correctly.
Yeah, you know what that cowbell means, Sarah?
What?
You won. You won yourself a Trivia Friday.
That's right.
Learning University t-shirt, which I'm now holding up again on our Facebook.
Despite the CIA tapping your phone, you still
right.
won.
You still won. And so you can expect that. We'll send that in the mail to you, okay? Now, what you need to do is hold on when we get through answering your question so we can get your address.
Yeah.
And shirt. And shirt size.
And shirt. Yeah, we have different sizes. I think we got two different sizes, don't we?
Well, that's part of them being made in the field. They're
True.
Made to
Taylor,
order.
Taylor made.
Yeah, they're made.
All right, Sarah,
order.
Fire away. Bring it.
Okay, so there is a kind of mouse that eats scorpions and tarantulas and howls like a wolf. Is that true?
There's a kind of mouse? That eats scorpions, tarantulas, and howls like a wolf?
Yes, is that true?
If it's true, I can understand why it would be howling. That's a heck of a diet.
It's sort of the Ozzy Osbourne of mice, isn't it?
I'm going to go with true.
I'm going to say true, but that sounds pretty bizarre. I'm going to say true. Tim?
It's true.
Really?
It is true.
What's the name of the mouse? What type of mouse is it?
It's a grasshopper mouse.
Grasshopper mouse. You know, they could have named it a howling wolf mouse, and that would have fit better and sounded, given some people some band names.
Grasshopper
it just sounds a little bit more tame than
what
he
seen,
does.
Have you seen one of these, Sarah?
I saw it on a documentary about small animals.
Okay, small animals that pack a punch, so to speak?
Yes.
Hey, Sarah, I do know more people are killed by a champagne cork than by a howling wolf grasshopper mouse.
Yeah. But the howling wolf grasshopper, what'd you call it?
Well, it's a grasshopper.
That's JJ's
yeah,
name.
That's what he does. He lives on scorpions, and what was the other?
Tarantula.
Man, that's
pretty good
and
diet
then he howls
right there.
And then he howls at the moon.
Pretty high-fiber diet right there.
Yeah.
Yes,
think
it
about
is.
It. He's probably doing okay. As far as his health goes.
All right, Sarah, great. we're gonna keep you on the line, and you can give us your address, and we'll send you your Trivia Friday T-shirt. Thanks for calling in.
All right, Sarah, thank you.
Sound like a sweet lady.
Yeah, some reason that she was using a landline, she said?
Yeah.
It was cracking up there. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions, fellas.
All right, first question. All of mine remain unanswered. What is the only country that displays the Bible on its national flag?
Good question.
Second question here. Shown before a baseball game in 1941, the world's first television commercial advertised what product?
So that was the first television commercial in history?
That's right.
In 1941, okay.
1941, which product was the first advertised?
That's a good trivia question.
On national television. Third question here. Which South American country produces the world's coffee, or the most coffee in the world?
From South America.
That's right.
Here's what I've got. Which building completed in 1931 in New York City was at the time the world's tallest building? Second question, I'm going to add a new one. What is the correct name for a cow that has never had a calf? What is the correct name for a cow that has never had a calf?
Disappointment.
And then I'll add a third question. Charles Lindbergh made an historic flight across the Atlantic Ocean nonstop from New York to Paris. What was the name of the airplane in that famous flight? What was the name of
that.
Charles Lindbergh's famous airplane?
All right, my questions are as follows. Cynophobia, or it may very well be cynophobia. I don't know which it is because I've never used the word before, but I have this question. Cynophobia, I'm going to go with that pronunciation, is the fear of what? Cynophobia, we know phobia means fear, right? What is cynophobia the fear of? And number two, what is the only mammal born with horns? Yes, that's right. There is a mammal that has horns, or at least born with horns. Only one. What is that mammal? And number three, in what galaxy do we live? In what galaxy do we live? There you go. So, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Our phone number to reach us is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. Get your degree here. And let's get back to the phones, Walker.
All right. Linda in Louisiana. Linda, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to finally get through.
Hey, Linda, where are you in Louisiana?
I'm across the lake from New Orleans, across Lake Pontchartrain, in a little place called Abita Springs that used to be an Indian village.
Okay, is that near Slidell?
No, Slidell is about 30 minutes away.
Okay, all right, well, wonderful.
If you go straight across the causeway, you're in Mandeville and Covington.
Yes, been there.
Right.
Right. If you turn off of Highway 90 and Covington or, you know, Mandeville, you come on Highway 59, and I'm right off of Highway 59.
Gotcha. Okay. Wonderful. Well, Linda, go ahead. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
Number three, about the galaxy.
Okay. In which galaxy, Linda, do we live?
The Milky Way.
Nicely done.
The Milky Way.
You know, good job, Linda.
You may know. I don't know. I should know, probably. Why it's called that? Is there a particular reason?
Because there's so many stars clustered together.
It appears to be milk.
Right.
Yeah, you look up on a real dark sky at the right time of the year, and it just looks kind of milky, a swath across there. Just so beautiful.
That's just amazing, though, how you look up in the sky and see all that, you know, on a clear night.
And I have a little side note. You know the movie about Louis Zamperini, Unbroken?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, when he's in that raft in the ocean, he looks up and he sees that Milky Way. And he says to God, if you get me out of here and back home, I'll do whatever you want me to do with my life. And in the second movie, Unbroken, Path to Redemption, when he goes out of the tent where they have in the Billy Graham meeting, he looks up at the sky and he sees that Milky Way, and that promise comes back to him, and he turns around and goes back in and gives his life to the Lord.
Hmm. Yeah. Amen. Wow.
Yep. The Milky Way.
Very inspiring movie.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Movies, right?
Right, movies. We saw the first one. For the first time, our family did like last weekend. But I like to see the second one that Linda's talking about, the Christian version.
Right. I saw the first one last weekend as well with my son, you know, at his house. And I had ordered the second one, The Path to Redemption, from Haven Today. I heard it on AFR.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. So I had ordered that. And so... his family was out of town, and so we were able to, you know, he's a pastor of our church, and so we were able to watch that. And he said, you know, sometimes we have movie night at church, and he's like, you know, we're going to have this movie night with this.
Wonderful.
Hey, can you hold on? You got a question for us, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, hold on through the break, okay?
Okay.
We got to take a short time out here, and we'll be back. We'll go back to...
Linda
in the
Louisiana,
great state of Louisiana, also known as Sportsman's Paradise. Did y'all know that?
Yes. Yep.
On the car tags.
All right, right. We shall return, and we'll get to more of your calls, more trivia questions here in a few minutes. Stay with us.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
and on Facebook.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-788-1813.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-788-1813. That's 1-800-788-1813.
Fox News Commentary with Todd Starnes.
Hello, Americans. A Bible controversy at a VA hospital. That story next. Since 1971, Liberty University's values have been defined by a commitment to excellence and a biblical worldview. Their mission of training champions for Christ has remained the foundation of everything they do. It's that mission that propels Liberty students to excellence in the classroom and beyond. More than 550 programs of study from undergrad to doctoral degrees, effectively preparing students to enter a competitive job market. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. That's liberty.edu. A missing man table in a VA medical center in Manchester, New Hampshire, has raised the ire of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. Mikey Weinstein, the founder of the group, is on a crusade to eradicate public displays of Christianity in military hospitals and on military bases. Now, the Bible at the center of this controversy belonged to a World War II prisoner of war. Mr. Weinstein says the Bible's inclusion on the missing man table is intolerable. Hospital administrators agreed to relocate the good book to a nearby display case. The POWMIA network is fighting back, arguing the Bible is not just a religious artifact, it's also a World War II artifact, and what the hospital needs to do is put the Bible right back on the table and tell Mr. Weinstein to mind his own business. I'm Todd Starnes.
That's your Fox News commentary.
This is a Decency Minute. I'm Bill Johnson. It has often been said that, quoting, if a man is not a socialist by the time he's 20, he has no heart. If he's not a conservative by the time he's 30, he has no brain, unquote. Variations of that quote have been sourced to John Adams, Winston Churchill, and Otto von Bismarck. But somewhere along the way, it must have gotten around to the 124 Democrats who voted for Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley's amendment seeking to lower the voting age in federal elections to 16. 16 years old. From lowering the voting age to abolishing or bypassing the Electoral College to refusing to condemn voting by illegal immigrants on the House floor, these are all tactics of a party desperate to regain control by whatever means necessary. The left seeks to change the rules to ensure their victory. May God grant us mercy and wisdom as we stand for truth. This is a Decency Minute. I'm Bill Johnson.
Andy Griffith Show, starring Andy Griffith. I'm trying to do my best Ed here.
Ed does a good job with those. Ed could do those movie trailer things.
You know, I started watching some Andy Griffith shows a couple weeks ago, and they're pretty. They got some pretty good humor.
Good humor and good morals.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, Andy will sit down with Opie and say, "Now look, if you hadn't told that white lie, all this dominoes falling, this chain of events wouldn't have happened." Or, you know, he does the same with Barney. Mm-hmm. He bails Barney out. But, yeah, I'm glad you're watching some of that old school.
You know, my son, 20 months old, almost 2 years old, he likes it. You know, he doesn't really understand what all is going on, but he gets tuned into it.
Good.
I guess with the different.
Andy Griffith show's timeless.
Yes. I don't know if everybody knows that your twins were born. A lot of people praying for you and your wife, Lexi. Now you got three children under the age of two.
That's
two and
right.
under.
Yeah, Samuel and Andrew, they were born last week. They're a week and 2 days old. And then, of course, my son Luke's 20 months old, so we're filling up our house pretty quickly.
How exciting.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday. We go back to the phones. Linda's holding on in Louisiana. Linda had a trivia question for us. Go ahead, Linda.
Everybody knows that B-I-B-L-E stands for something, right?
Yes.
The B-I-B-L-E?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Yes.
You mean...
Is that your question?
What's the acronym for Holy Bible?
I don't know about the Holy, but the Bible, I've heard it saying basic instructions before leaving Earth.
Well, we had a guest speaker from a prison ministry at our church, and he kept mentioning that word, you know, and saying basic instructions before leaving Earth. And I said in my spirit, well, Lord, nobody ever says what holy stands for. And before I could finish the question, it came to my mind. Help others learn your basic instructions before leaving Earth.
I like that.
That's what we're supposed to do.
Help I like that.
Others
learn
your
basic
that
instruction
is
before leaving Earth.
Hey,
yes.
Way to go, Linda.
That's excellent.
Mm-hmm. You ought to patent that or something. Copyright.
That's really the learning university.
Hey, right. There you go.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, thanks, Linda. Appreciate it. That's Linda from Louisiana. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Walker, and JJ. Here's your phone number to call in and be on the air. Please don't call if you've been on the program in the last 4 weeks. Here's the number, 888-589-8840. Toll free, 888-589-8840. We hope you're having a great day wherever you may be listening to AFR. We are live video streaming on Facebook and YouTube if you want to check that out. On Facebook and YouTube, just type in today's issues. And we've had some questions answered already. Let's repeat our questions, Walker.
All right, first question. What is the only country that displays the Bible on its national flag?
You know, I didn't even know that anybody did that.
Yeah, I didn't either until this morning. Do the Freedom from Religion
folks know about that?
Don't tell them. Well, it's another country.
Find out, they're going to be pretty upset.
Yeah, it's another country, though.
Number two here, shown before a baseball game in 1941, the world's first television commercial advertised what product? So what product was first advertised in 1941 on television? Lastly here, what South American country produces the most coffee in the world?
Good questions. Here's what I've got. Which building completed in 1931 in New York City was at the time the world's largest building? Second question, what is the correct name for a cow that has never had a calf? Actually, it said for a virgin cow, but I'm just saying, I'm going to make it, what is the correct name for a cow that has never had a calf? And then, third question, Charles Lindbergh made that historic flight across the Atlantic Ocean from New York to Paris. What was the name of the airplane that he flew in that famous flight?
Here are my questions. Number one, what is the only mammal born with horns? Do you know this? Do you know it, Walker?
What is the only, I've cheated. I've looked at your answer.
What is the only mammal born with horns? Number two, cynophobia, I don't know which it is, but cynophobia is the fear of what? And a new question. On what mountain did Noah's Ark land? On what mountain did Noah's Ark land? Do you know the answer to this?
I do.
I don't.
It's disputed, so you might get two answers.
Right. Well, I got one answer in mind here, and I'm going to go with that one. All right, back to the phones.
Yeah, we'll go to Benjamin in the great state of Texas. Benjamin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, good morning. How are y'all doing?
We're doing good, Benjamin.
Doing well. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Benjamin?
I'd like to do both.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer here?
I'd like to answer Walker's question about the flag.
All right. Here's the question. What is the only country that displays the Bible on its national flag?
That'd be the Dominican Republic.
Well done.
Wonderful. Wow.
Very good there, Benjamin.
Well, good for them.
You're not kidding. That's great.
Now you is that where y'all went on your honeymoon?
Let's see.
Or did y'all go to Puerto Rico?
No, we went to the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to Punta Cana, which is a part of the Dominican Republic.
Right. And so they got part of their flag, their national flag. I have to look that up.
I should have known that because I've been twice on mission trips, and I encourage people, if you're looking to go on a mission trip, I encourage you to go to the DR because 2.5-3 hours, you're in another country, and they welcome the gospel. They're so, you know, they're English speaking. I mean, they're Spanish speaking, but there's a lot in English, printed in English, and they're just so, they're such a nice, nice group of people, and they're not hostile to you sharing the gospel. They want to hear it, and they welcome you.
So amen. I'm looking here at the flag. And
so it's a good little entry-level place to go on a mission trip.
It has a cross and a Bible on the flag.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Christopher absolutely. Columbus landed there, and the home that he built is actually still there.
Wow.
Is that right?
Yes. Okay. I've seen the house. I've seen Christopher Columbus's home, and the church where he worshiped is there.
Mm. All right. Well, who's next?
Hey, Benjamin, you got a question for us?
Hey, yes, I do. And when I'm done, I want to tell you guys something when I'm done.
All right.
Here's my question. When was the first car radio introduced as an accessory, and how much did it cost?
All
right. So that would have probably. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here. You're probably talking, AJ,
in the 80s.
You're talking in the 40s.
Right. Right. When radio first
radio
came out.
Radio was very popular back in the 40s.
I'm going to say it was a Philco radio. And what are you looking for, Benjamin? How much did it cost? When was it introduced, and how much did it cost?
Yes.
I'm going to say in the 40s, and it might have cost a lot, just like the first microwave, first water bed.
$100.
But an accessory, are you talking about... It's not already in the car? You have to buy it and put it in there? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, an option.
Yeah, an option. It just didn't come in the standard model.
Mm-hmm. Well, it started pretty soon after that.
Let's go. Y'all want to go with like 1943?
Yeah.
1943, $200. I like your couple hundred
Let's
bucks.
Let's go with that, Benjamin.
It was a lot of money back then.
I'd go $100.
Are we in the ballpark, Benjamin?
You're very close. It was first introduced in the 1930s, and it cost $130, which is now about $1,800.
Okay.
And so it wouldn't have been long after that when it started being put in cars as a
standard.
Mm-hmm. As part of the car, right? Because radio got extremely popular there in the 50s. And... that's how music went nationwide.
Right.
And programs went nationwide.
Hey, that's good, Benjamin. Now, what was your thing you wanted to tell us?
Well, I wanted to maybe give y'all an opportunity. Would y'all like to have Judge Ken Starr on for an interview on Today's Issues one day?
Possibly. Why? Do you know him?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Yeah. Well, why don't you... Send us an email at comments@afr.net and let us know how we can get in touch with you or him or something like that.
All right.
Appreciate that, Benjamin. Thank you, man.
You're listening to Today's Issues on AFR. All right, here's the phone number to call and be on the air with us. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. Next call, Walker.
All right, Roxanne in Mississippi. Roxanne, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you this morning?
We're doing pretty well.
Good, Roxanne. Where do you live?
Oh, that's great. I'd just like to say that thank you very much for being on the air and all of your encouragement, all of the good words of God that comes across the airwaves have been so encouraging to me and a lot of people. And I just thank you very much for existing.
You're welcome, Roxanne. Thank you so much for your kind words. And please continue to pray for us. We got our Share-a-thon coming up in a few weeks. Yes. And where do you live there in Mississippi?
I live in Greenwood.
Okay.
Greenwood.
It's where my wife's family's from. You know where...
Really?
You know where Mentor City is? You ever heard of that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know I know what I'm talking about now, don't you?
Yeah.
Huh? And you know where Money is?
Sure.
M-O-N-E-Y, Money, Mississippi. I mentioned this before, but we have a lot of new listeners. We did my mom, and this would have been in the 50s, my mom went to college with a lady, and her name was Penny Nichols. Penny Nichols, and she was from Money, Mississippi.
You can't make this stuff up.
That's a true or false
right.
for you, JJ.
She did that. Penny Nichols from Money, Mississippi. Anyway, you're from the Greenwood area. Well, listen, Roxanne, you have a question for us, or you want to answer one or both?
I want to do both.
Okay.
I want to do both. Well, okay, the question for you guys is, what is very expensive cost, what is very expensive, takes thousands of hours to produce, has bent ears, and exonerates the falsely accused?
You know, Walker?
Say the qualifications one more time. I think I know the answer.
Okay. What is very expensive to produce, takes thousands of hours to put together, has bent ears, and exonerates the falsely accused?
That would be the Mueller report.
Yes.
Oh, wow, Walker.
Now, how did you get bent ears?
I wasn't even thinking that way.
Well, it took thousands of hours, $25 million, and it exonerated the falsely accused.
Where'd the bent ears come from?
I had a feeling that last clue would give it away, but I just loved all your jokes this morning about the report.
The bent ears.
That would be like bent ears, like a book, like a report.
Yes.
Bent ears, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
That was very good.
That was really good.
They got to go back and check what they've been reading. It's so involved.
Yes. That's good, Roxanne. Which one of our questions do you want to answer?
Well, the tallest building.
Yes, ma'am. Here's the question. Which building completed in 1931 in New York City was at the time the world's tallest building?
Empire State.
Yes, ma'am.
Empire State.
Well done, Roxanne.
Yay, I got it right.
That may be the most iconic building in the world, don't you think?
I got to see it. I got to see it for the very first time just a couple of years ago.
You and your daughter went up there, right?
What did you say, Roxanne?
I said now it's dwarfed in New York City. Yeah,
and Chicago.
One time, the greatest achievement.
Mm-hmm.
The Freedom Tower now is the tallest building in New York.
Okay.
It may be in the world. Maybe that building in Dubai may be taller. Do you know the Freedom Tower I'm talking about?
Right,
yeah.
But I'm like you. I was about to say Chicago, the Sears building, then you got Dubai. So there are other tall buildings, but... King Kong and Fay Wray, was it Fay Wray? They made helped make the Empire State Building famous.
You know, is the Sears Building named after the company, the corporation, the Sears?
Yes.
Sears Corporation?
Yeah, it's part of that.
You wonder if that's going to stick around.
Since Sears is filing bankruptcy, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they're out of business. Hard to believe that when you grow up with brands like, what's the bicycle maker, the Schwinn bicycle, then it's gone. Sears gone. You're like, wait, that's not even possible because those are companies too big to fail. JCPenney's they're fledging.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much, Roxanne. God bless you. Thank you for your kind words and thank you for your prayers and your support of AFA and AFR.
You're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Today's Issues, Trivia Friday. Every Friday we play trivia. So join us. Call in. You can answer and ask. Do we need to repeat our questions? It's been a while.
I don't think so. You mean go ahead?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Second question. First question has been answered.
Mm-hmm.
Shown before a baseball game in 1941, what was the first product to be advertised on television?
That's interesting. That's interesting.
Since it was that long ago, I'm going to say it was wooden false teeth.
You think?
I think that's what it was. Like the ones George Washington had.
Hey, could have been.
Wooden false teeth. Think about that for a minute. Are you sticking those things in your mouth?
He actually didn't. That was bogus. People just repeated
that.
That
was an old wives' tale?
Old wives' tale. They weren't made out of wood.
Okay, but he did have false teeth.
He did have false teeth.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Walker.
All right, second question. Which South American country produces the world's most coffee? Which South American country produces the most?
They need to be thanked for that.
World's
too.
Most coffee. And last question. This is one been on trivia before, but it's been a while. What breed of horse is best known for its use in racing?
What's the question again? What breed?
Yeah, what breed of horse is best known for its racing capabilities?
I'll bet somebody's going to know that.
You think so?
I'll bet so.
Yes. I bet. I got you. It took me a minute, but I got you. What else you got, JJ?
Here's what I've got. First question. What is the correct name for a cow that has never had a calf? What is the correct name for a cow that has never had a calf? Second question, I'm looking for the name of Charles Lindbergh's airplane, that famous flight across the Atlantic. Lucky Lindy, what was the name of his airplane?
You can find that, by the way, on display in Washington, D.C. at the Smithsonian.
Yes.
Space and Air Museum.
Right.
They have it there.
Right. All glittery and the shiny silver.
The actual airplane.
Yeah. And then I'll add one. This is multiple choice. How many toes do ostriches have? A, 2, B, 4, or C, 6? How many toes do ostriches have? 2, 4, or 6.
Tell you what, I'm not getting close enough to count them.
They can outrun a horse.
I'm going to take your word for it.
They can outrun a horse.
They can, and they if they kick you, they kill you.
Really?
You know? Oh, yeah, they're very powerful.
How do people get killed more, from an ostrich kicking them or a champagne cork?
When they've had too much to drink, and you start wrestling an ostrich. I read about that about every third or fourth day in the paper where I live.
Hey, I'm staying out of this
usually,
conversation.
I will say this. Usually it's out in the county somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, not in town. But
what like you say, the way it starts is a redneck saying,
yeah,
hey, I want to take a look at your boots. Goes yeah. up that ostrich to say that, and then that's where the trouble starts.
And then it's, hey, watch this.
Yeah.
Right? And the next thing you know, you're in a fight with an ostrich, you know. And it doesn't usually end well for the redneck. All right, you're listening. Do I need to repeat my questions here?
Please.
Yes.
Okay, what is the only mammal born with horns? The only mammal born with horns. Number two, I'm surprised nobody's got this. Cynophobia, spelled C-Y-N. It may be sign. I don't know. Cynophobia is what I'm going to call it.
S-Y-N, right?
Cynophobia. No, C-Y-N.
Oh, C-Y-N.
C-Y-N-O. It is the fear of what? And finally, I have this one left. On what mountain did Noah's Ark land? You said that's disputed?
I've heard two versions.
But this was mentioned in the Bible.
Oh, this one we'll go with.
JJ. That's when you're going to go
we'll
with?
We'll let yeah. JJ dispute that.
Yeah, we're not going to go with the Washington Post version. Let's go right. with what it says in
Kalimajero,
the Bible.
Kalimajero is not it. Is that what you're saying? All right. On what mountain did Noah's Ark land? All right, let's go, Walker.
All right, Serena, we're going to go up to South Dakota and talk to Serena. Serena, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Serena, how are you doing today, sweetheart?
Good.
Thank you for calling. And I would just say, God bless you for what you've been through the last 3 months in terms of weather.
Mm-hmm.
Is it warming up a little bit there?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I hope you get outside able to see some green things growing before long. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
The one about xenophobia.
Okay, yeah, xenophobia is... the fear of what exactly, Serena?
The fear of dogs.
Yes, that's right.
Really?
Yeah. You've never heard. Usually people just say, well, they're scared of dogs, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Very few people use that the proper term, which is xenophobia, but is the fear of what kind of an animal. Have you ever seen these people who are scared? I guess we all got our phobias, right? So my wife can wrestle a bear, but if a mouse comes in her house,
or a frog,
she's calling me, come deal with it. So we all have our, we got a little 7-pound Maltese, right? And so it'll ride with me every once in a while, and you know, we'll go somewhere and use the window, and inevitably somebody along the way is going to be just petrified of this little
white dog.
This little white dog of Fluffy. seven pounds of hair, you know, and they're like expressing xenophobia.
There you go.
Now I know what they're expressing.
Right.
You know who I feel bad for is the mailman, the UPS driver, the FedEx driver, because, you know, they hit 100 houses a day, and let's just say a quarter of them got barking dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
And those famous last words, oh, it doesn't bite.
Yeah, right.
It's never bitten anybody.
No, that's the first time he's ever done that. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
You hear that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's your question for us, Serena?
What was the name of George Washington's children?
Hmm.
Okay, hold on. Hold on just a minute. I should know this. What is the name of... He didn't have any children himself.
Yeah, they were, like, adopted when he got married to Martha.
Martha, yeah. But, I mean, he didn't have any children naturally.
Yeah.
So he had adopted kids, and there were two of them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good. Keep going.
You're asking me what their names are.
I'm stuck.
I know the nickname was Skippy. One was Skippy, and the other one was
Skippy. Skippy was a kangaroo, wasn't he?
JJ knows his history over here.
Or was that a peanut butter? What am I thinking? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Skippy is peanut butter. No, I have no idea about those names. Give us a couple names, Tim. You take those tours. It's probably right on the tip of your tongue.
I know, that's why I should know this. I don't know, Serena. I'm sorry. I do know he had two children.
I'm impressed.
Adopted.
Yeah. What are the names, Serena?
John and Patsy.
Okay. John and Patsy. Okay. I'll tell you how he could have made it easy for all of us to remember to do like George Foreman did. Have four or five sons and name each one of them George.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, every one of his sons he named George.
How do you handle that when they all come over?
I think you just have to be looking in their direction or say, not you, the other George. He really did. Look that up.
Are you serious?
He named all of his sons George. Yeah, four or five of them.
Did he even do the first, the second, the third, and the fourth? Or?
I'm surprised that's even legal.
Yeah, no, you can. You can.
Hey, he can't get it wrong.
That's right.
Hey, George, come here. Four come running.
Right. Serena, thank you. Tell your parents thank you for listening to AFR. You got a great state there. I've been several times to Aberdeen and different parts of South Dakota. Beautiful. And I'm like Tim. We hope it warms up in May or the first part of June.
A beautiful summer. Okay. Thank you, Serena. All right, we're going to take a break right here. When we get back, we're going to go to Joe in Texas and Orban in Texas. And then you too. Here's the phone number to be on the show. Live on the air with us, answering and asking trivia. Here's the number to call, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. It's Tim, JJ, and Walker, and Ed should be back next week, I think. But we shall return momentarily after the news with more of Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.